What's new in business news, September 13th, 2013? Bangkok flood tunnel contract signed. Growth in G20 countries accelerates, and export growth strategy must go, says UN report. Flood management. Bangkok flood tunnel contract signed. The Bangkok Metropolitan Administration, or BMA, has signed 2.4 billion baht in contracts for the building of a huge new drainage tunnel to help end flooding in the six inner districts of Bangkok. The contract signing was presided over by Bangkok Governor M.R. Sukhumban Parabhatra. The construction will take about 3 years, with the earliest date for completion September 2016. The 6.4-kilometer Ratchada Bangsa flood tunnel will have a width of 5 meters and be 20 meters underground and drain water from major roads in six districts: Huaiguang, Dindang, Jatujuk, Payatai, Dusit, and Bangsa. The tunnel will improve drainage from low-lying areas where there is only limited capacity to release floodwater into the Chao Phraya River, and will run from Ratchada Pisek Road to Lat Phrao Canal, then run along Bang Se Canal and meet the Chao Phraya River at Wat Gao Pha in Dusit District. The BMA has also planned to construct two other large drainage tunnels, a 9.4-kilometer tunnel in Nongbon Pond for the east of Bangkok and a 13.5-kilometer tunnel on Prem Prachakorn Canal in the west of Bangkok. Economy. Growth in G20 countries accelerates. Growth in the group of 20 emerging and advanced economies accelerated in the second quarter of this year to 0.9% from 0.6% in the previous three-month period. Most G20 members saw growth pick up momentum in April through May. Turkey posted the highest quarter-on-quarter expansion of 2.1%. China had a marginal increase to 1.7% growth. Brazil followed at 1.5%. Developed nations, Britain, Germany, and the United States, all saw growth rise to 0.7%, while France exited recession with 0.5% growth. Growth slowed marginally in Japan to 0.9% and in Canada to 0.4%. Italy's contraction narrowed to 0.3%, while Mexico went from a flat reading in the first quarter to a 0.7% contraction. Investments. Global economy cannot support export strategy. An export-led economy is no longer a viable strategy for developing nations such as Thailand, said this year's Trade and Development Report from the UN Conference on Trade and Development, or UNCTAD, UNCTAD. The global economy can no longer support pre-2008 growth strategies. So policymakers in developing countries should move away from wage and export competition. Instead, they should focus on strengthening domestic and regional demand. Domestic demand must be spurred by boosting the number of middle-class consumers and their purchasing power without increasing household debt. The report advocated an enhanced central bank role through support for productive investment in infrastructure and industries. Small and medium-sized enterprises, or SMEs, and new businesses should be supported, as these play a major role in boosting employment and productivity. In the long run, this will simultaneously raise household purchasing power and productivity. The report also cautioned against excessive reliance on foreign investment inflows, since this leads to consumption and speculative investment, which in turn leads to a bubble, which eventually bursts and affects the whole economy. The direction of global trade is shifting towards intra-regional trade. Countries with smaller populations, such as Thailand, need ASEAN more than ever to boost regional trade.